Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/create-new-order. You can also connect directly from www.create-new-order.com, my website, which will be undergoing reorganization sometime very, very soon in the near future. And again, I am Jennifer Ryan, professional organizer and lifestyle strategist, business and personal. It's about getting off that couch, folks. It's about living your life, living the life you seek. It's important to find out what it is that will make you happy. Now, when I was on vacation this week, which Girl in Town has a lot to share with you coming up at about 20 after, one of the discussions was happiness or contentment? Which one is more important? I think contentment. Happy, you can wake up happy every single day, but are you content? Are you content in your skin? Are you content where you live? Are you content with how you live? Are you content? Well, we'll talk about that, explore that some more. So give us a call at 657-383-0732 and join the conversation and answer that question. Are you content? And is your life what you want your life to be? And if it's not, why not? What can you do to make those changes in your life? You can email me at solutions@create-new-order.com and ask your questions or put in your comments so that we can discuss them here on the show. And thank you, bensound.com, for your unlicensed music that starts our show and gives us our break when I need to get another refill in my cup. So what is in my cup today? I'm having coffee tonight. I felt like coffee this evening, and I brewed up some breakfast blend from Starbucks. You know, I'm a big fan of Starbucks. However, my son has been encouraging me to not drink Starbucks coffee. He really wants me on a cleaner, organic blend of coffee if I'm going to continue to drink it, which I definitely will. I enjoy coffee very, very much. So also in my cup is Talenti. I think that's how you say it. Talenti gelato. And tonight, what I had was the sea salted caramel flavor of Talenti gelato. I am not a big ice cream eater, and the last couple of shows, we've had National Ice Cream Day and National Ice Cream or Homemade Ice Cream or National Ice Cream Parlor Day, all of the above. And like I said, I'm not a big fan of ice cream. It's just not my choice of treats. But I was food shopping, and what I really wanted to buy were drumsticks. You remember drumsticks, from the ice cream man when you were a little kid, right? It's already pre-made ice cream cones. That's basically what it is. And the drumstick king cone, I really, really wanted it, but I will tell you what, the price of drumstick king cones were absolutely off the charts as far as I was concerned. So I said, you know what? I'm not paying that much money for a drumstick. It's just not going to happen. So I ended up seeing the Talenti Gelato, and I picked up the sea salted caramel, and I had some of that tonight in a cup. So I've had two things in my cup this evening, coffee and gelato. It was a nice treat coming at the end of my vacation. So tell me about your treats for the day and what you like and what you've had by calling in at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. How's life? What's going on in your life, and how good do you feel about what's going on in your life? You know, a little bit of gelato and coffee on a Sunday evening never hurt anybody. Unless, of course, you're counting every single calorie, which I should be, but at the tail end of my vacation, for which I probably had a rebound on the scale. I'll get on the scale tomorrow morning when life gets back to normal and I'm watching every single calorie. What I've been doing as far as weight is concerned and fitness, which I do like to keep myself in good health and good fitness, and I've gone a little over the edge this year and put on a few pounds. So taking it off is more and more of a struggle. But I was really inspired. I got a mailing, and there was a mailing from, it's a 60-minute transformation program. And it's in Englewood, New Jersey, is this mailing. And it was 50% off their six-week transformation package. So it's only $279 now, and it's three training sessions a week and a nutrition consult. And I looked at this thing, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, 6 weeks for $300, that is an incredible bargain. That's an incredible price for a program as programs go. And I thought about Weight Watchers, and I thought about every program possibility that's available in the world, and there are so many of them. And I thought to myself, what are you doing? What do you need to pay anybody for? You know what to do. You know how to clear the clutter and get control over your food and fitness and your health. And the fact is that most of us do know. We go for a program mostly because we hold ourselves accountable. If we are paying somebody who is on the other end of the phone or is at the other end of the week to see what we weigh or to see what we've eaten and to discuss it with, we partner. And we do better when we partner in projects like organizing or finding your lifestyle strategy. Or say you're looking for a new job and you find a career coach to work with you on a resume or to find a direction. Or you find a health coach and a nutritionist that will help you make good decisions and partner with you. What we need to learn from the difficulties that we have, instead of to stay frustrated, is that we should not look at things as if we have to do them 100% alone. That is what's incredibly enlightening and freeing about some problems and obstacles that we might have. When we seek a professional, or we seek a class, or we seek a group, or we seek a partner to walk with or to discuss your business ideas and goals with, we learn more because they have experience that we don't have, or they have knowledge and education that we don't have, or they have the resources that we don't know how to reach, and they can connect you with those resources. That is what clearing the clutter is about, is making that decision to change something and to seek professionals or partners to help you along the road that you want to walk down. So I got this ad in the mail. No, I never even called them because it inspired me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to pay myself $279 and I'm going to mark off on the calendar 6 weeks from now and I'm going to see how far I get. And if I don't get anywhere with taking care of myself and holding myself accountable, then I'm going to call them up and see if they will still offer me that same deal of half off their six-week transformation program. And what happened? In 2 weeks, I saw a visible difference in myself in several different ways. Physically, I definitely lost a couple of pounds, which I didn't weigh myself for the first 2 weeks at all because I just didn't want to. But my clothes were fitting a little bit better, and I was feeling stronger. I was feeling clearer in my thinking. I was feeling fitter. I was feeling as though I had more energy and I was stronger. And that was key. That is what taking good care of ourselves is all about. It's about putting in the right fuel for our lifestyle, but also getting the most out of that fuel to make us the strongest, fastest, most attractive we can be to ourselves and to other people. It also puts a good attitude in our pocket. Most people who are taking good care of themselves have less stress and have a much better attitude and can respond to difficult situations better by eating well. So my suggestion is try first to hold yourself accountable. Look at a program that you would pay for and say to yourself, you know what, let me pay myself first and let's see if I can do this. So how did I do? What did I do to lose 10 pounds? What changes did I make and hold myself accountable to? Well, I'm a very active person. I'm always moving, whether or not I'm exercising as an intent, or if I'm playing a game, which I talk about tennis quite a bit on this show, which is I'm very new to the sport, but I love it. I am bit by the bug. I sort of wasted this gorgeous day today and did not get on the court, but I wasted the day in other attention and other focus with work that I needed to catch up on and work that I needed to do to start my week and to recover from not working for an entire vacation. And it was a very relaxing day. I did a little here and a little there, and I kept the ball rolling. So how did I do it as far as the weight? So I counted calories, and I picked out things that I like to eat, that are easy for me to eat, and I measured the amount of calories. And they say, you know, a 1,200-calorie diet is where you're going to lose weight. So what I decided to do was hit the 1,200 calories, but to also use high-impact foods in those 1,200 calories. I like to feel full. And so I wanted the highest impact out of the food that I could get with the lowest number of calories so that I could have volume, but then also burn a third of what I take in. So if I eat 1,200 calories today, I have to burn 300. And for the first month, that is what I did. I was absolutely positively doing it. I sort of blew some calories over the vacation, but I burned a third of what I take in, and I measure everything. And what did I cut out? What did I cut out? I cut out egg yolks, which I eat and love, and but I cut them out for one reason. Because the calorie count on one egg, one whole egg, versus four egg whites, the difference was 120 calories. And I thought to myself, that's crazy. That is an absolute crazy number. So I cut out the yolks. So every day, or almost every day, I eat four egg whites and spinach, sauteed up, and yeah, I use butter. And that's what I eat for breakfast. And that really holds me for quite some time. And then I eat a piece of fruit, which is 100 calories. And then I'll have a yogurt, which is, you know, 80 to 100 calories. And then one of the things that I do eat, and I'm low on carbs, but I eat rice and black beans every single day that I know that I'm going to be playing tennis. I eat that for lunch because it fills me up, but it gives me the protein and the carbs that I need to fuel a tennis game. So if I don't play tennis, I don't eat that. I don't eat the carbs. I'll eat a salad with protein. I just won't have the carbs. And I find that I'm getting the energy and the strength and the stamina that I need by eating this way and marking it down. I write down everything that I'm going to eat in an entire day with the number of calories. And then after I eat it, I circle the number. I add it up, and then I deduct the number of calories that I burn. Or estimated. It's working. So the six-week transformation program is not something that I'm going to utilize because I am holding myself accountable and paying myself for this. That it's really a matter of determination and what inspires you and what works. What works for you? how you're going to hold yourself accountable and start using better habits instead of turning to food when we feel a little bit of stress, getting away from food because there's a number attached to it, a calorie number attached. So find what it is that will work for you. And if you can't, go to one of these programs because as I tell every single one of my clients when I speak to them and I clear their bookshelves from all of the diet programs that they've bought every single book for that are contrary to each other, it doesn't matter which program you use. Every single one of them works. You just have to work it. That's with anything. You have to work toward your goal. If you're not working toward your goal, it isn't going to happen for you. You have to make the decision to make the changes to work toward it. And then it becomes routine. You've heard this before. I'm going to bore you to tears tonight. Routine, routine, routine. Routine brings us comfort. Getting back to the up side of the show, the beginning of the show, happiness versus comfort. You know, I'm comfortable in my life. Yeah, there's obstacles. There's still more things that I have to do, and there's going to be problems every single day. But if you have routine to take care of the normal stuff, if you have routine to sort of work yourself through the mundane tasks, the paperwork, the cleaning, the laundry, the cooking, the shopping, the budgeting, the holding yourself accountable to a diet, all of those things become routine, then life is easier to live. You're much more comfortable. Get yourself in good routines. One of the things that I missed terribly while I was on vacation, and I will tell you the negative part of my review will have something to do with coffee, but it was so wonderful waking up this morning to my brewed coffee and having it ready for me to sit in my chair and relax and do some writing while I was having coffee and looking out my window, which is one of the most favorite things in my life that brings me comfort and happiness. I get both. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Solutions, free to you if you call and ask the question about the strategy and the clutter standing in the way of reaching your goals. Give us a call at 657-383-0732. And let's get to the beautiful day that I wasted. Oh my gosh, 81 degrees today, sunny, no wind. It was an absolutely gorgeous day. I did get to the farmer's market, pick up a tomato, and something else. Let me tell you, we're talking about fitness, and we're talking about food, and we're talking about health. Well, at the farmer's market, I have met this woman who makes natural dog food, absolutely 100% natural. And you can visit her website. Hang on a second. I'm going to find it. GiveDogsPure.com. www.givedogspure.com. And I got into a conversation with her a couple of weeks ago, and I made a mistake. You have to refrigerate the treats that you buy because they are all natural. There's nothing, there's no preservatives in them. There's no garbage in them. They're 100% natural. And if you go to the website, Give Dogs Pure, that you'll see the products there, and you can read up on this startup company. I was so impressed because I know from my dog that my dog was starting to get lumpy, which is a trait that people are used to experiencing with labs and lab mixes. And our dog is a lab mix. And she was getting lumpy, and we were feeding regular old commercial dog food. And for a while, when she was younger, we were feeding a very high, high grade, no grain product, Origin Red. And we took her off of that because she gained a tremendous amount of weight when we found out we were feeding her way too much food. But so we put her on a commercial brand dog food, and she started getting lumpy. And we said, nope, this has got to stop. So now we are using Acana. I think it's Acana is the name of dry food. And we're about chicken-licking good natural wet food. And she gets maybe a tablespoon of the wet food, and she gets the Acana dog food, which is, again, a grain-free product. And we went with the Acana because she absolutely loves fish. And they make a Wild Atlantic regional formula of grain-free food. Well, we noticed that when we put her back on the higher quality food, which is, yes, more expensive, the lump started to disappear. And we noticed her overall health improved. And it's amazing because we treat ourselves to organic food. We treat ourselves to a higher quality food. And, you know, I'm careful about what I consume. I'm not always perfect. And yes, you've heard me talk about Diet Coke and all of the above. But I do the best I can. And I work really, really hard to have the highest quality on a daily basis and do what's healthy for me. Because we know what we put in our body has a direct relationship to our health. There's no question about it. So anyway, Give Dogs Pure. I stopped and I spoke with her. And she is, she started this because her dog was always sick. And she was paying the vet and you know, it was just she was going crazy. Sick dog, high vet bills. And she said, this is ridiculous. I've got to start giving her a better food. And she started making the food. She started making her dog food. And then she said, you know what? I think I'm going to start packaging this. Maisha Graham is writing her blog, is on the Pure website, Give Dogs Pure. And she talks about what is in food and what shouldn't be in food. So give your dogs a higher quality, but give yourself a higher quality. So if you're looking for a high quality dog food, go to givedogspure.com. I will tell you, the treats are incredible. I made the mistake, I didn't refrigerate, and they did get moldy, the first treats that I bought. But we bought our good old Vera a couple of new bags of treats, and I'll tell you what, we got the jerky today, and we got chicken for her, and she just absolutely loves these treats, and I feel really good about giving them to her. Give it a shot. Check it out. Now, when it comes to food for you, give yourself high-quality food as well. Watch how much less you eat when you eat a better quality food. So this is what's going to go into one of the news stories that I heard in the news this week. And again, we're talking about health and fitness and what we're doing to ourselves as people. And the news story that hit this week that really fascinated me, because I heard this like 10 years ago, but we're talking about the sperm count in the Americas and Australia, not in Asia, not in Africa, and not in Europe. But this week, one of the news stories was that the sperm count in the Americas, Australia, the Pacific Islands has gone down and by like 52%. It's gone down. That 52% of people have low sperm count or none. And I heard this, and one of the news stations that I heard the story on said that the study attributed it to things like laptops and more access to hot tubs. What's interesting to me is none of the news stories that I heard, now there could be more news stories that I didn't hear that did report this, did not talk about nutrition, did not talk about GMO foods. I remember, and I don't know when it was, but I would say within the last 10 years or probably 10 years ago, I heard a news story that the genetic engineering of food, along with the overprocessing of food, was going to have a direct relationship to lowering sperm counts. I remember this article. Now, I could be crazy. I could be dreaming. I could be making this stuff up, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. The fact is, I heard that a real long time ago. And again, another reason to choose higher quality, organic, non-processed, organic foods, non-GMO. It's so important that we take care of ourselves so that we don't get ill. I'm not even going to talk about healthcare tonight. I think I'm just never going to talk about healthcare again because it is so incredibly difficult to even think about our health care in this country right now. So pick good food, take care of yourself so your sperm count doesn't go down, especially if you want to have children. Today is National Cheesecake Day, as well as National Father-in-Law Day, along with National Whistleblower Day. So I guess if you're a father-in-law and you are a whistleblower, you should have yourself a piece of cheesecake. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. So there's always a dessert in your national day list. So have some cheesecake, or like I said before, have a little gelato. It's absolutely delicious. Girl in town. This girl was in Watkins Glen, New York for the past week. I got back yesterday. Watkins Glen, New York is exactly 4 hours from my door. It's just as far as Bethany, Delaware, which I talk about quite often, and I'll be back there in a couple of weeks as well. And Watkins Glen, New York, is at the bottom of Seneca Lake, which is one of the Finger Lakes, the one in the middle. Anyway, it is beautiful there. It's very beautiful. It's very sad, though, because upstate New York is so depressed, and jobs and shopping, and really the state of affairs up there. You know, we really need to look at taking care of ourselves and taking care of the people in our smaller towns, but it was just a charming place. What happened was we traveled together. I travel in a group. I have a group of friends that I love dearly that if you look at my banner picture on my Facebook page, you go to Facebook and look Jennifer Ryan up from New York. Well, there's probably 20 of us in New York. But Jennifer Ryan, you can look at my banner picture, and it is my group of friends. Missing Mike and Sharon, but it was us with the Blake in the background on our final dinner night. And it's just a charming place. We go in a pack, and we took the Manor House at Watkins Glen Inn. And it was just lovely. All of our friends were in the Manor House except for myself and one other couple, Kim and Danny, and we took a hotel room, which was just, you walk across the lawn and right there. And we hung out on the wraparound porch and we, you know, had some appetizers there while we went back to the house, played Jenga, which we pretty typically do. But we toured, we did the sightseeing thing in Watkins Glen. We went to the lake every morning to have coffee and it rained on us a lot. We had terrible weather. I think this is our first vacation ever that we had awful weather, but we were all prepared for it. You know, we had the right clothes for it. We had our umbrellas, and being it was a car trip, you know, we had a couple of cars. There were 13 of us total, and on the 13th wheel, couples except for me. And we went and had the greatest time because it's sometimes not just the location, it's the people you were with and the relationships you have. And I couldn't ask for better friends in my life. Just wonderful. So what did we do while we were in Watkins Glen? Well, besides hanging around in the inn and besides hanging around and talking and laughing and carousing, we did a couple of things. First, we took a wine tour. And the wine tour around Seneca Lake in the wine region of upstate New York, I cannot believe how many vineyards are up there. I think 78. 78 is what our tour guide, Frisky's wine tour, Frisky told us about while he was educating us around. So Frisky's wine tours, look it up if you're up in that region, because he was worth the money and worth the time, because he knows a lot about what he's talking about and he knows where to go based on what you like. So he asked us all the types of wine that we want or that we, you know, tend to like: dry wines, sweet wines, wines, red wines, white wines. And he took us to a few vineyards that had fantastic views, absolutely fantastic views of the lake or of mountains surrounding the lake, and some delicious wine as well, some lousy wine also. We ended up going to, I think, about 8 or 9 vineyards that day, which I have to be honest with you, I would not recommend. I would definitely limit to at least half that. I would go to 4 vineyards in a day if I took another tour, because it was too many. By the end of the day, you're tasting wine and it doesn't make sense. You can't tell the difference between what you like and what you don't like. It's all blending together. But I will tell you where my favorites were and what I would recommend anybody does in that region. Number one, Kooka Spring is a Finger Lakes wine as well. It's Kooka Spring Vineyards, And it's in Kenyon, New York. And their wine was simply delicious. I ended up buying a red from them. And their dry rosé was incredible. And I'm not a rosé fan. So Fulkerson's Winery, and Joette was our server. And she was absolutely adorable. She was funny as all get out. And they had some great Rieslings, which I'm not a, the semi-dry Riesling was such a delicious wine. I was shocked because I don't drink Riesling ever. I actually bought it so that I could make a meal and share it with friends. We also went to McGregor's Vineyards, and there's a clam club and everything. They had an incredibly good red wine that was their highest priced wine. And they had probably the most beautiful garden and the most beautiful view from their vineyard. And they served a little plate with some pairings with their wine. Absolutely delicious and worth the trip. There was also Lakewood Vineyards. And Lakewood's Chardonnay, which is, it's just delicious. Absolutely perfect wine. But they also make a Prosecco, and their Prosecco was delicious. Really, really enjoyed it. So if you're up in the Watkins Glen area, in the Seneca Lake area, in the vineyard region of upstate New York, McGregor, Lakewood, Kuka, and Fulkerson, I highly recommend. Girl in town went around and found these vineyards because of Frisky's wine tour. We also went to the Watkins Glen State Park, and we went up the falls. This park is being worked on. It's an incredible walk. It's 3 miles up. There's probably higher you can go. I think there is higher that you can go, and we didn't. We just went 3 miles up. And you can take a shuttle up or take a shuttle down or walk up and walk down. So you have choices and options. And it was rainy the day that we went, and the falls were terribly wet. There's been a lot of rain up there, and we experienced rain every single day that we visited the region. And we just had a great day. We came down with the shuttle instead of walking down the path that we went up. And some people took the shuttle up and came down. We passed somewhere along the middle. It was just beautiful. The falls were beautiful. The ravine, the gorge, all the gardens, the vegetation, everything was just gorgeous. So if you really are into hiking or into climbing the mountains, Watkins Glen State Park and the waterfalls is not to be missed. So we'll talk about food next. Best in show. We ate at several different places, and I'll probably talk about them all at a different time. But the one meal that I just absolutely have to talk about came from the Wildflower Cafe. And we went there. It was our last night. And we wanted something simple. Didn't want anything too crazy. Didn't want to have to drive anywhere. So the Wildflower Cafe was right across the street, basically, from the hotel where I stayed. And everybody had a great meal. There was no complaints whatsoever. There was, there's burgers and there's a seafood roll, which most people are familiar with lobster rolls. And the seafood roll was a mix of shrimp and langostino and crab meat. And several people had it and said it was absolutely out of this world. That is not what I had. I really didn't want to eat heavy, which it turns out, nothing was heavy. Everything was sort of pub style, sandwich size, or a good helping that even the appetizers were a meal, which I found out because that's what I got. I ordered, and their appetizers are I'm just going to list them for you because each one of them, it was hard to choose. Crab and Gouda was a dip. Artichoke and pepper dip. White bean and garlic dip, grilled wings, soft pretzel, cheese board, fried Brussels sprouts, sweet potato fries, and Finger Lakes poutine. Now, I was getting an appetizer. That's all I wanted to eat. And I chose fried Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts if they are roasted or they are fried. Absolutely adore them. But I got them, and I will tell you that this was probably one of the best meals I have ever had, and I cannot wait to replicate this in my own kitchen. They're fried Brussels sprouts, tender fried Brussels sprouts with crispy prosciutto and malt vinegar aioli. I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stop eating it. I shared it. People who didn't eat Brussels sprouts at my table took a fork, tasted them. Somebody at my table, Debbie, has never had a Brussels sprout. She had it, and everybody went crazy for these Brussels sprouts. It was a big enough portion, and it was delicious. When I ordered it, the waiter said, "You made the right pick." I can't say enough about it. I'm dying to make it myself. As soon as Brussels sprouts are back in the stores, because they aren't in the stores now, because yesterday when I went food shopping, when I returned, my son and I searched, and there are no Brussels sprouts in ShopRite. So I can't wait. I cannot wait to make this in my own kitchen. It was absolutely delicious. So if you're up in the Watkins Glen area, check them out and go to the Wildflower Cafe. Their website is www.thewildflowercafe.net. Look at their menu. You'll go crazy. You'll absolutely go crazy. All of their food looks as delicious, and I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. It is incredible, fantastic, and try the fried Brussels sprouts. That's Girl in Town for this week, and we're back on the road again this week. So next week, we'll have new adventures to share for you. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back to tell you more about getting what you want in your life. Okay, we're back, and I have a fresh cup of coffee, and this is Jennifer Ryan, Create New Order Solutions to Clear the Clutter to Make Way to Your Comfort in Your Lifestyle. What's your end game? I ask that question regularly. What is it that you're looking for in your life? We just talked Girl in Town. Girl in Town is going to be going to the New York Botanical Gardens to see the Thule exhibit. That's what's coming up. I have some more vacationing to do coming up later in the year. I'm looking forward to sharing another country with you. Hint, hint. And I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. And just going around and doing some more exciting park sightseeing. Make your life an event, everyone. Live your life like every day is a special event, because it is. Be grateful that you are living your life the way you want to. And find the freedom so that you can find the comfort and the happiness that you're looking for. Give us a call. Join the conversation at 657-383-0732. This is Jennifer Ryan, and my website is www.createneworder.com. And you can find us again on Blog Talk Radio, which goes to podcast on demand. You can find all of our episodes for the last year and tune in and hear about the conversations that we've had. We have guests coming up, and I have some special announcements as well, probably before Labor Day. And so I'm looking forward to sharing that information with you. And you can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And thank you, bensound.com, for your unlicensed music that enhances my show every single week for our listeners. Now, clearing the clutter and getting organized. What is your plan? How are you going to take care of the things that you need to accomplish? Make a list. Start checking off things little by little. Make goals and set a deadline. That is the way to stay motivated, is to set a deadline for yourself. As I talked about in the beginning of the show, it's about your fitness, and it's about your health, and it's about, say, losing a few pounds or getting stronger or making better choices for the food that you put on your table. Those are things that you must make an effort to achieve. And once you make the effort to achieve those things, it becomes routine and it becomes healthy for us, taking us to the goals we want to reach. What's current in the news and what's the positive spin? Nice people. Go to mariashriver.com and she talks in her Sunday paper about kindness is a strength. It's not always looked at as being a strength, but it is. To be kind to people is a sign that you are a strong individual. It is a sign that you understand that people are human and that you yourself are human as well. Kindness really does matter. Kindness counts. Polite. Be polite to people. What has happened to courtesy? Where has courtesy gone? One of the things that I've noticed, and you know, I practice and I make my mistakes every once in a while as well, but I practice saying good morning to people or saying hello to people before I start barking out a question or a follow-up response to someone. Say good morning to people, say hello to people, or good afternoon to people. Instead of shoving through, say hello. Oh, excuse me. Oh, great. Thank you. Have a good day. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't take a lot of time to be polite, but it matters. Being nice to people gives you strength, makes you feel better about things. When we're feeling a little bit down and you're nice to somebody else and they respond to you being nice to them, doesn't that make you feel good? Give it a shot every single day and every opportunity you possibly can. Smile at people. Flash them a smile. They might need it much more than you will ever know. It will build your enthusiasm. I was going through some files to get rid of things for myself. And yes, professional organizers and lifestyle strategists have to do this for themselves as well. It doesn't just disappear because we want it to. I found a quote that I love, and this is why I kept it in inspiration folder. Enthusiasm is not always neat, but it is always fun. What in your life arouses sheer enthusiasm? You can be enthusiastic or not. You can be worried all the time, or you can be excited about what's next. You get to decide what your mood is. You get to decide how you're going to behave in your own life. You get to decide that. Sometimes we're sad, sometimes we're happy. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. Sometimes we are so afraid of ramifications of something. We may say something to somebody and we do the wrong thing. We say the wrong thing and we're afraid of what their reaction is going to be. Be direct. Go straight in and be direct toward whatever it is that scares you. How scary is it? Is it scary just because it's unknown? Well, here's the next thing that I wrote at some point, somewhere along the line. It's being direct may turn people off. It may make them feel uncomfortable. Those are usually insecure or vague or indecisive people who, until they become more self-secure, are likely to waste big chunks of your time. Be direct with people. Be direct with yourself. What does that mean? Be direct. Be honest with yourself. Don't avoid what is scaring you. Don't avoid what may need your attention more than you think it needs your attention. The things that you place in the doorway, the things that you place in your way are keeping you from something that you think you want. You make yourself busy. You procrastinate from getting to something because maybe you don't really want it. Maybe that has changed. Maybe it was a goal at one time and you're not really interested in reaching that goal. You have new goals. It's time to let that clutter from the past go. Free yourself to for your future. That's what your strategy should be. Who do I want to be? How do I want to be? And how am I going to get there? It's important to understand yourself, be kind to yourself, and set your priorities. Let go of the things in the past that don't apply anymore. And that's stuff as well as ideas. That's ideas as well as goals. Your goals may have changed because you realize that you want a different life for yourself. Think about that. Think about that and start meditating on what is truly going to make you happy or simply content. What's hanging around that you can get rid of? You may like it, but what's hanging around that you can get rid of? This week, one of the things that I have gotten rid of is a set of dishes, which I absolutely love. And I'm so grateful to have enjoyed them for so long. But since I moved, I have not taken them out of the cases that they went in, and it's time for them to go. So out they went. I have decided that every month that I'm going to get rid of all of the things that have accumulated in my life that I have not used in a year or two, and that I know I don't want to pay to move. That I don't want to bring with me and have to deal with them later. Later never comes, folks. It never does. You say I'm going to deal with it later, and you don't. It doesn't happen. We don't deal with things later. We just let them accumulate. I know this for a fact. For nearly 20 years, I've been working with people who have put away things for later or put away things that I might need. You might not need it ever. And why live your life for what might happen instead of what should happen? What is that? Think about it. Marinate on that for a little while. It's important that we live every day for what it is. We appreciate every day for what it is and not for what it might be. I know that there are many things that I won't do anymore that I used to do. That's okay. I don't have to do them anymore. I've accomplished them and I've moved on. And I can live my life on my terms now, each and every day. And if I don't have that extra set of dishes anymore, that's okay. That's absolutely okay because my life is different. I used to give great dinner parties. Now I play a lot of tennis. I'm happy with that. I don't want to give a dinner party right now. Someday I might again. Right now? No. What decisions can you make to free yourself of what was so that you can move forward to what will be? Look ahead. Look at what you really want life to look like. If you're happy where you are, fabulous. If you're not happy where you are, or you're not content where you are, then it's time to make a change. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Blog Talk Radio. We have a few minutes left, and I see that we have Susan on the line. I'm going to pick you up right now. How are you, Susan?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Just made it.
What?
I just, I got in late from work.
Ah.
I work, I work on Sundays usually.
Yes, exactly. So tell me something. I know you work at the mall. How has business been? Has the mall been busy?
No, not at all. Not
really?
At all. Everybody always says they don't understand why the parking lots are so crowded, but there's nobody in the stores except in Apple. It was a little bit more walking traffic, but there, as far as my day, it was quite slow.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm curious.
It was a beautiful day out.
Shopper. I'm a big online shopper, so I'm just curious what the malls are looking like.
Looking very slow, and a lot of business is going online.
Yeah.
A lot of returns are coming to the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Do get the returns from that, you know. But not everything, not everything. I mean, we personally don't get a lot of returns, but I know that that happens, and that more and more people, surprisingly so, some older people who you would think would have some computer problems, but I guess that's why Apple is so busy, because they're learning how to manipulate. I'm just putting two and two together.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what have you done this week? Anything interesting?
Let's see. What did I do this week? Last week I told you about our trip to the Arboretum, right?
Yes.
Let's see. Well, I did go with my children and my daughter and her boyfriend. Last night we went to see, I wish I could remember the name of it, but it's the War of the Apes.
Yes. It's simply called War.
War. Okay. I couldn't remember that. Which
right.
was,
How was it?
Well, it was quite amazingly done. The special effects were very special. The scenery was beautiful. Again, I've always done this with my son because he always likes to see these kind of movies, so I like to get my points. But I was amazed that I stayed awake through the whole thing. And it is like a viewpoint, you know, it makes you think about so many things. And certainly it's very touching when you hear the apes, you know, and their, you know, conversations. And it's a quite an interesting, you know, concept. So it's a great family thing to do together.
Right.
So we did that, and we celebrated Bill's birthday, and that was how we did it with the family.
Oh,
I went after work, and it was fun. It was fun.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm not. I think we've talked about this before. I'm not a big movie goer because I fall asleep. I just never stay awake for a movie.
Well, this is what was so amazing is that I usually, even if I love the movie, I fall asleep.
Right.
You know, I didn't. I don't know why. And we went to that. You know, to the big. What do they call it? They always have it with 3D, but we didn't see the 3D. I wouldn't do that anymore because that's very painful on the neck. Because
yeah.
You know, it's all on the ceiling and on. It's all over the place. I didn't like that at all. But it's a nice big screen and very comfortable and. It was very worthwhile. I enjoyed it. I really did. It's not something I normally would enjoy, but, you know, it was fun. Very family kind of stuff, you know?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. No, it's good to know.
Trying to be well-rounded. Which
important.
I am already, which is too bad.
No, it's important to stay well-rounded because, you know what, you say not only current, but it also keeps us in possibly new things.
Yes, and what is quite amazing is you know, when I think about the movies that I saw when I was young versus what they're able to do now, the amount of, I think there were 15,000 people employed in the making of the movie.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was, and I don't know what was real, you know, what were people playing the parts or what was the special effects.
Interesting.
You know, it's quite amazing, really quite amazing what they do and how they do it.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, technology has really enhanced movies, you know, compared to, you know, 20 years ago or 50 years ago.
And once again, you know, as we get older and we think we don't know how to do this and we don't know how to do that, I think jumping in to those fearful things that we have in our minds of, you know, oh, I don't want to see that or I don't want to do that, it really keeps us in touch with what's going on in the world and in touch with other people of all ages and types. It's something to talk about, you know, that you kind of like joined the world and what's happening in the world.
I agree. And it's funny because you think about when you were a child that, you know, You were up, like, you were so open to everything. And being an adult, so many adults today are not open to new things. And I don't know what happens that, you know, turns people off to, you know, being current or learning new things or struggling through something that might be a little bit difficult. But I will tell you, the rewards are tremendous.
One of the reasons why is because they're fearful. They're fearful of new things. They're fearful that they won't understand or won't be able to do it. Somehow, if I know that in terms of myself at my job, that people will always say, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. I'm talking about customers. And my first thing to them, word to them is, yes, you can. All you have to do is try and have some faith in yourself and get help, you know.
Yeah,
and it's so exciting to learn these new things. It's really exciting out, you know, with all the bad things that are happening in the world. There's a lot of exciting things that are happening, new and exciting.
I agree. And one of the things that I started the show with that you probably missed is that we need to remind ourselves, and, you know, I'm here to remind people that when we struggle or we're frustrated or we need to get something done and we don't know where to begin, is to get help. And you just said it, is that,
yes,
you know, you can't do everything alone. And if you partner with people, you know, to learn something new or to reach a goal or to simply have a walking buddy in exercise or in just talking things out, that you'll partner with someone and you'll find it easier to get through a difficult situation. You hire a professional, you find a resource, or you just call a friend, and that will get you to the next step to reach something and take away some of that fear. And so many people don't go that route. They don't reach out to get the help that will get them there.
On the other side of the coin is a lot of times people will say, oh, it's so easy. And the truth of the matter is that's what makes it so frightening, because when they say it's so easy, it kind of sets you up with feeling less, you know, that it's easy when you know how.
Yeah.
But you just have to learn how, and then it's easy.
That's right. So, again, it becomes routine and it becomes habit. Talking about fitness, and I was talking about getting motivated to, say, lose a couple of pounds. And it's always a good way, you know, to get people in the decision making, is to give the example of losing a few pounds, because people have done it. Everybody wants to lose a few pounds or get in better shape or get healthy. And the fact is that that's with anything. It doesn't matter if you're cleaning out your garage, or you want to lose a few pounds, or you want to quit smoking, or you want to learn something new. The motivation is still the same. You make a decision to make a change, and you just get past that first hurdle. And once you accomplish a little piece toward that goal, it makes it easier.
And then you'll know why they wrote that song, "Is That All There Is?"
Yeah. Well, with that, I'm going to say goodnight to you, and I'm going to say goodnight to our audience. We have a whole minute and a half left. So I'm glad you called in, Susan, and we will talk again. And this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order, Blog Talk Radio, to clear the clutter between your ears and to reach your goals, to change your life, to change your thinking. Make that decision. Is it about comfort? Is it about happiness? One, the other, or both? That's up to you, and it's about a decision. Face life, clear the fear. Hire somebody or get in touch with a partner that can help you reach your goals and become happy. Girl in Town was in Watkins Glen, New York, and we'll be somewhere else this week. Join us again next Sunday night. Call us at 657-383-0732 next week, every Sunday night between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Jennifer Ryan. Thank you for joining us tonight. Have a great week.